Alan, what's your honest opinion on the value of podcasts in a busy media landscape?
What a discerning question. Obviously, we love podcasts. The best of them have the opportunity. If you think the average guest appearance on a program like the Today program is about 2.5 minutes, and you've got this luxury of being able to talk for 20, 25 minutes. I'm a devotee of several podcasts, and I get tremendous value from them. The only caveat, I think, is that discussion doesn't replace revelation. It doesn't replace disclosure. And I think there are podcasts that we won't name them that are sort of very fluent and chatty and quite listenable to. But I think the best podcasts have an element of disclosure, and they're not just sort of chatty relationship between two hosts.
Well, I need to adopt a certain critical stance here, Alan. But I would say we don't want too much chit-chat, do we? I mean, that's the problem. Sometimes you kind of feel...
chit-chat overwhelms the show.
It does, and it's sometimes a bit too forced. And dear readers, dear listeners out there, if you feel that Alan and I are indulging, please let us know. We're happy to take shots, not of the alcoholic variety. But no, I think that's the problem. But given, you know, if you're walking, if you're, you know, you've got a bit of time in your hands to be able to listen to a lengthy discussion, an informed discussion, that's really the value of the podcast.